Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Cleo, how are you?
I'm good.
Congratulations on your performance last week.
Thank you.
On two levels, yeah. You won a game and you played well.
Thank you, sir.
How did it, what was the manifestation of it afterwards? How did you guys react to it? I mean, it was a long, been a long road, and you know, we've covered teams that have had the same problems over the years, but when they win, it's just like an exhale all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah, that's basically what everything you're saying, because, you know, a lot of frustration, you know, has been setting in around the locker room. Guys been, you know, busting their tail off and working hard and just, you know, we haven't been having the success that we've been looking for. And to be able to, you know, to finish that game up with a win and do it in that fashion, you know, it felt great.
You know, the focus, you know, the quarterback is always the focus guy, especially when things are going bad, and you got in last week. Why is it you came in with such a smooth performance and did so well, and the offense clicked so well? You never know, I guess, and it's time goes on, but you guys are well prepared for that game.
Yeah. You know, whenever you get a chance to play, you know, especially the game you love so much, you know, you just want to take advantage of it. And, you know, I was given the opportunity to play, and you know, just wanted to come out and just, you know, not only just prove to myself, but prove to my teammates, you know, that I can get the job done. And these guys, you know, they've had a lot of support for me, and they, you know, they've had my back throughout a long, tough season, and, you know, just wanted to come out and just win the game for, you know, just for all the teammates that's been working so hard.
You know, Cleo, this is a, you know, this week is the week, I guess, that was for you guys, because you're coming off a win. You're playing the team that is trying to break the Dolphins' record of 72. There's a lot going on here, and wouldn't this be the best time to have your really the finest game of the year?
Yeah, you know, for us, you know, we don't have anything to lose, you know, and we're playing a great team. You know, New England's a great team, and you know, they really don't have any weaknesses, and we know it's going to be a tough challenge. We're in for a dogfight, and you know what, we're gonna go up there, and we're gonna lay it on the line, and we're gonna go up and play our hardest, and see what happens, because you know, we want to win. Finish this season off on a positive note, you know, finish up with a nice winning streak, but, you know, with the Patriots right there at our doorsteps, you know, it's going to be tough. But from that standpoint, you know, we're going to go up here and fight.
Their defense is doesn't get as mentioned as often as obviously the offense with Brady and all. But it's a defense that can be very confusing, isn't it?
It's probably the smartest defense that's in the league. Those guys, they just play so smart, you know. They read recognition of plays, different motions and different shifts and different formations that you give them. You know, it really doesn't confuse them. They always communicate, you know, throughout the whole game. They do a great job of communicating. And they play well as a unit. And, you know, they have a real solid veteran leadership with Brewski and Junior and Rodney. You know, and those guys, and they have a lot of great players like Asante and Seymour. So, you know, it's a solid group from top to bottom, and, you know, we know we're in for a fight. So it's going to be tough, but we think we can get the job done, though.
One of the, I think, an interesting aspect to your year is the fact that you have four rushing touchdowns. You know, not many quarterbacks get that. And then one more, and you're going to, I think it's a franchise record, five in a season, right?
Yeah, I think so.
You like running, apparently.
You know, if there's a hole and there's an opportunity for me to get outside or get up into the line of scrimmage and make something happen, you know, I feel comfortable doing that. And, you know, with this defense, you know, they're a defense that is real. You know, they take advantage of mistakes, you know, and if I can cut down on the mistakes, you know, secure the ball, take care of the ball, and, you know, if it's not there, don't try to force it. It makes some things happen with my feet. I think, we can give ourselves a real chance of coming out on top.
Running has been obviously a part of your career since you started, I assume.
Yeah, it's been a part of it. You know, it's one of those deals where if it's not there and you don't have a chance to throw the ball away, you know, why not make something happen with your feet? You know, maybe gain a couple yards just to put yourself in a manageable down the distance. And, you know, plays like that, you know, eliminate the negative plays that go a long way.
And you got the ball to Camarillo last week, and Ted Ginn is developing into a very nice young wide receiver, isn't he?
Yeah, well, you know, we have some young guys on that in our receiving corps, but, you know, those guys have been improving, you know, every week. And We've seen that growth. Greg stepped up this last game and played a major part in us converting on third downs. And like you said, with Teddy maturing each and every week, and he's showing the big play capabilities. You know, we like what we see out of these guys, and these guys can continue to grow, and we have a lot of confidence in them. So, you know, we'll see what happens this Sunday going against a veteran unit. But at the same time, we like our personnel.
You know, Brady talked today about when people, you know, family or media and all, you know, they look at the Patriots and how they're going, and they'll say they're really great in all areas. And we said, well, we know different because we have a head coach that always points out the areas we need work. And we know we're the only ones that really know. And we have such confidence in our coach, that's what we believe. It's hard to develop that with a new coach because you don't have any background. Has the relationship between Cam and the rest of the team, are you growing together, would you say?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. This is, you know, Cam's first year in Miami, and, you know, it's going to be some growing pains. But from that standpoint, you know, guys are responding well to the system, you know, they're starting to buy in and believe into the whole atmosphere that he's trying to create around here. And it's a positive atmosphere. And guys, are, you know, they continue to work hard and they continue to understand what we're trying to get done with this system. But at the same time, you know, it's a work in progress. It's not going to happen overnight. You know, it's a growing process, and these guys are going to continue to get their personnel in, the guys that they want here, you know, to run that system. And, you know, it's going to be changed, but at the same time, you're going to see guys another year in the system, you know, another year with Cam, being familiar with all his coaching styles. And I think you're going to continue to see that growth.
Do you guys, as a team, have you talked, even though it's early in the week, it's we're at Wednesday already, did you talk about the possibility of what it would mean if you guys could pull off a victory this week, especially, you know, as hard as it would be being here, and knocking the Patriots off and what it means to the past?
Oh, man, it would mean so much for everybody in South Florida, not only this team, but just everyone in South Florida, because, you know, it's a lot of diehard fans here.
Yeah.
They love the Dolphins, and, you know, it's a lot of history here. And, you know, we're part of that history, and we want to uphold the history. And, you know, if we can go out and get a win, you know, for the 72 team, that'll be great. You know, that'll be really great because, you know, those guys are legends. And, you know, with them being at the last game and having their greatness around, you know, it kind of motivated us to go out and reach for that goal. And, you know, whenever you have perfection, you know, it's tough to follow that. So if we can go out and just win it for those guys, it'll be a great moment.
That team was at your game last week?
Yeah, the whole team. It was celebrating the 35th anniversary of the 72 undefeated team.
Wow, that must have been pretty exciting after the game when having that coincidence of them being there, wasn't it?
Oh yeah. They had a whole big ceremony during halftime, and you know those guys were on it, you know, like they should have been, and you know it was a great feeling to have those guys back.
It'd be a greater feeling to have the same thing happen this week, isn't it?
Oh man, you couldn't even imagine.
Well, I appreciate talking with us, Cleo, and I wish you the best.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.